You're listening to KNKX. I'm Simone Alicea. This pandemic is hard for everyone, but we've also been hearing stories of how communities are rallying for one another. Sam Tanner is co-founder of Joe Chocolate Company. I had him record himself making a cup of coffee in his empty storefront at Seattle's Pike Place Market.
Our benches are completely empty. Our tables are empty. It's quiet. It's really sad. We've got chocolate sitting out here ready to be sold to customers.
Joe Chocolate Company makes coffee-infused chocolate bark. The cafe is where they get most of their revenue, but it's been shuttered for weeks because of COVID-19.
We were sitting there and we're just like, what do we do? Like, everything seems a little futile. And I had gone into Swedish, their emergency room in Ballard, and dropped off some cases of chocolate. And the nurses, their eyes, they lit up. And the guys go, oh my gosh, what is this? I was like, it's caffeinated chocolate. And they're like, we would love to take that off your hands.
Now customers can buy cases of Joe chocolate at wholesale price, and the company will send them to hospitals around the country. Tanner says they can maintain social distancing and sanitation standards at their warehouse, where they're still producing chocolate for grocery orders. Tanner thinks the caffeine in their product might provide a needed boost for healthcare workers during long shifts. And as those of us staying at home may well know, chocolate's also just comforting.
There's the huge amount of morale where if you get some chocolate, you get that little escape. You get to close your eyes, you feel it melt in your mouth. It's just a really pleasant experience.
In the nearly 3 weeks the company has been offering this option, they've received orders from more than 100 hospitals, and it's allowed the company to bring back a couple of furloughed employees. Tanner says he is a little surprised so many customers are paying for chocolate they don't actually get to eat, but he thinks it's a sign people are actively looking for ways to help others. Simone Alicea, KNKX News.